Good evening.
Good evening, Moxie. How are you?
Trying to get this hair out of my mouth.
I just saw you doing that. Why do you have hair in your mouth?
No idea. I think I got it.
Well, I hope you did.
I did.
Okay, good, good. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Did you have a good Sunday? Did you have a good week?
Yes! I had an amazing week.
Well, that's good. How come every week is amazing?
I don't know.
Is it just because you're only remembering the best parts, or is every week truly an amazing week?
Every week is an amazing week.
Let's try to not do any burps, okay? Today is Sunday, and I think this is your last week of freedom before you go back to school.
Yes, it is, I think.
Are you excited about that?
Kind of.
Kind of.
I want to have summer holidays again, but then I want to stay. Well, I want to stay on the summer holidays, I mean, but then I want to go to school because I want to go to school, but I'm not excited about it because I was excited at first about my teacher, but then one of my friends had that teacher and told me that they were a bit yelly, like my old teacher. And
But you've only heard that from one other person. Whereas your previous teacher, you heard it from everybody.
Yeah.
So it may be that this teacher may yell occasionally. I don't know. But maybe not. You don't know. However, you do have a new school year, a new teacher, and if I remember correctly, on the last day of school, you got to see that teacher,
yeah.
See the classroom, and pick where you're going to sit. Is that correct?
Yes, and I'm sitting beside my best friend.
Well, you know what? Sitting next to your best friend sounds like a really fun time.
Yeah.
You think it'll be fun?
Amazingly fun.
Well, that's good. There's something that I wanted to bring up.
Oh, what's that?
And it's something that we hadn't done in a long, long time. I think the last time was December, and we started doing it again last week. Do you remember what that is?
Journals.
We started doing our gratitude journals again.
Yeah.
Do you like doing those?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just really like it.
Well, what is a gratitude journal for those folks who are listening who have no idea what we're talking about because we're crazy?
A gratitude journal is a journal you can technically write in. And in my one, if you write in a whole year, maybe, you can get an achievement. Or if you write in a whole month, you can get an achievement. Or just 7 days.
Well, yeah, that's kind of your own...
Yeah.
Personal motivation, but what is a gratitude journal? Can I look at yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm holding up yours, and is it okay if I include a photo of this?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll get a picture of this and include it because the cover, I can't even begin to explain what is going on with this cover. It is a journal called the Happy Self Journal, and it is a gratitude journal.
That I've drawn on the cover, and it is.
And you have drawn all over the cover, and it's absolutely amazing. Now, the cool thing about the Happy Self Journal, which is a gratitude journal, is teaching us, people, humans, how to just kind of show gratitude for the things that are around us. Like on yours, I think yours, it asks a different question every day. So it asks what your top three things are for a day. Then it has an option for an emoji of the day. And then occasionally down at the bottom, there's a section for just different ones. Like I opened up to a random page that said, how many can you tick off today? And the ones that you've ticked off is, I gave lots of hugs today. I made someone smile today. The ones that you ticked off that you couldn't do is, I'm reading a good book. And I've spent some time daydreaming. You daydream a lot.
That day I wasn't daydreaming.
Oh, okay.
You can see my top three things if you like.
Yes, your best friend came over. I recorded a podcast. So this was last Sunday then.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the park. So that was cool. That's kind of some of the stuff we did yesterday because who came over yesterday?
My best friend.
That's right. Now, real quick, before we move on to the best friend in yesterday's, I have a gratitude journal as well.
Yes, he does.
And I write in mine every time Moxie does, though I think probably we should get motivated for writing in these more, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry, I was...
You're too busy watching all the meters on the computer,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Like... Yeah, and my head was all...
Yesterday, you had a good friend come over. And y'all goofed off and did stuff, and then at one point y'all come see me and say, can we go to a park?
Yeah, we did.
Did we go to any parks yesterday?
Yes, we did.
We went to the first one, and because of it being on the other side of the village, I drove us instead of us usually walking. Usually we walk everywhere in the village. But because of it just being on the other side and you had limited time with your best friend, I drove us. Now, that one, we didn't spend much time at, did we?
Because me and my best friend got bored.
Why'd y'all get bored?
I don't know. It just wasn't that fun. Not as fun as the other ones we've went to.
Did I do a bad job at picking that park?
Yeah.
Thanks. So after that, we went to a second park, which was on the other side of the village. Was this one a better park?
Yes.
Why?
Because we had our own clubhouse.
A clubhouse?
Yeah.
Tell me about that clubhouse.
It was not ours specifically, but we said it was our clubhouse for the time we were there.
Yeah, that's okay.
It had a slide, it had some climby stuff, it had a pole, fireman's pole.
Oh, cool.
And we were pretending to beat cats. And
cats?
And then... I kept having to redo the scene of me falling down the snow mountain because it was really fun and falling off a cliff because I like falling off cliffs in scenes.
That may be something we may need to explore later. I do remember you guys getting me involved, though.
Yeah, you were the dungeon master.
I was the dungeon master.
And you hated it, didn't you?
I didn't know what my role really was.
A dungeon master.
Yes, but I didn't know what I was supposed to do as a dungeon master. I didn't know the rest of the game. All I remember is you hollering for me to come help you climb up the rope things so that you can be trapped in a dungeon.
In a dungeon web.
Yeah, dungeon web. Well, there you go. And your friend had to come rescue you. I had to shake the dungeon
web.
And then help you climb up to another part of the dungeon web. And shake you some more, and then help you climb down all the dungeon bits as well. That was my job as the dungeon master, was to help you climb.
But the helping the climb bit was just for you and an invisible person.
Oh, okay, I'm the invisible dungeon
and the
master.
The person shaking it was the dungeon master.
Okay.
And what we were both bummed about, you didn't make noises going, I'm a dungeon master. And when we finally killed you, you were like, I'm dead. Ah, help me, dead. I'm dead.
Well, I was announcing what I was doing. I was dead, wasn't I?
Yeah, but that's not how people that are dead be dead. That's
okay.
Not the noise.
That's not how people dead be dead.
That's not the noise dead people make.
So I am off this coming week. Why am I off this week from work?
Because my grandma's coming over.
And who's your grandma?
Your mom.
My mother. That is correct. My mother is coming over here to visit for a week. Are you excited about that?
Yes, because she's going to spoil me rotten.
Yes, yes. She probably will, and she'll drive me crazy, won't she?
Yeah.
But we'll have a good time, won't we?
Yeah.
Because spending time with family is fun. It can be tiring because family expects a bit more of us, and we try to be on our best behavior around family. And we don't get to see some family too often. So I think the last time we got to see Grandma, my mother, was in 2019. And it'll be great to see her again, despite how crazy she makes me.
Yeah. But I'm just excited, not because she's going to spoil me rotten, just because I get to see her again and it's been a couple of years.
I'm excited about seeing her too.
But she's going to drive you crazy.
Yes, all the crazy. We will be picking her up from the airport tomorrow morning. And then that's our week. All of it's going to be spent with her. You're still going to go to your club this week.
Yeah.
Just so you have a day away from Grandma.
So that she's not too spoiled me.
But we're going to skip karate classes this week just so we have more time with family. And as I think one of the things we discussed last week was one of your favorite restaurants having a good gluten-free menu.
Yeah.
We are going to take Grandma there.
Mm-hmm. Can I say the restaurant?
You can say the name of the restaurant.
Bread, meat, bread.
Bread, meat, spread.
Bread, meat, spread.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I love that place. It's got good food, and I'm excited that you will continue to be able to eat there and enjoy all the stuff that they have to offer. Is that cool?
Yeah, because all that I've been eating all along from Bread, Meat, Bread was gluten-free, I think.
Some of it is.
Some of it was.
Some of it, some of the bread is specifically gluten-free. And then the fries and things like that, they do have a separate fryer and a separate cooking area so there's no cross-contamination with gluten-based foods. So looking forward to that, which means you won't be, oh, what other exciting gluten news did we have this week?
I cannot remember.
Did we go to a Chippy?
Oh, yeah, we went to a Chippy, and it was amazingly good. Great. 100%.
We went to a Chippy that's just two villages down that has a gluten-free menu.
With chocolate cake on it.
And chocolate cake, and it has fritters. They have chicken sandwiches.
And they have they made chips and cheese, even though it wasn't on the menu.
Even though they didn't have chips and cheese gluten-free on the menu.
They still made it for me.
They made that for you. How awesome was that?
That was amazing.
And
it was delicious as well.
That's what I was about to ask. And how did you feel that evening and the next morning? No icky tummy or anything?
No icky tummy.
That's great. I'm happy. I'm frustrated that we have to do this kind of extra work to get to the gluten-free stuff, but I'm happy that we are finding the places that you can eat and that the food there does taste good, because I know occasionally you've had a couple gluten-free things that...
Like the Oreos.
Those
I didn't like them.
They're a little too dry, aren't they?
Yeah, but the Jaffa cakes that we got were really yummy. So were the rice cakes.
The rice cakes are good, especially with the Philadelphia cream cheese on them. Yeah. That's pretty awesome, huh?
The rice cakes cheese. Those were good. And the gluten-free brownies.
Yes, you've eaten the heck out of those. I think you've put those into your lunch that you take with you to club as well, just so you have something that you know is gluten-free for a snack. Though the club has adapted their own menu and gotten you some gluten-free stuff.
And everyone, and I mean everyone at club, maybe not one of them, but mostly everyone was like, "Oh, that's not fair. You get a brownie. Oh, that's not fair. Oh, that's not fair. Can I have one? Oh, that's not fair. Oh, I want one."
Those are your brownies. Can't share them with other folks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, we are going to start trying to find other ways to make gluten-free foods. Mom found a cookbook that we're going to order.
Yay.
That, from the way Mom described it, was a very big cookbook with lots of stuff in there. It said how to make anything gluten-free. So we're going to order that and do some experiments and learn some stuff and have a good time with it, hopefully.
Chicken nuggets.
Yes. We will definitely make chicken nuggets as one of the top ones. That sound like a plan?
Yeah. And last thing before we end the episode is,
yeah,
in 5 days, my best friend that we've been talking about for half of the episode is coming over in 5 days for a sleepover.
Is she?
In 5 days.
She's
Saturday night.
She's sleeping over here?
Yeah.
I thought you were sleeping over there.
No, she's sleeping over here on Saturday night.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm going to have to talk to Mom about that because I did not agree to that. But
you said Saturday night.
No. I do remember there being a Saturday night and her letting you stay with her. No.
She said, I can come to yours.
Oh, no.
And I think that's the end.
All right. Let's go ahead and close out the episode.
We've got a Patreon you can go support us on. We have got a merch store that you can go buy some merch if you want. And I don't remember if there's anything else. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.